The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Technology has the last laugh, and the joke is on me and Robert Man. Also, trivia for a prize. I'll have to explain that in a little bit. And then we're going to have an intense session on 4 in 5,000.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. I want to do that. I want to prevail. That's just better than living, and it's a whole lot better than surviving. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. I'm using my really good radio voice and life's insanities. Yeah, can't you tell? I'm using that instead of talking down here. I'm talking up here like I'm a radio guy on top of a stool. That's pretty good, huh? Anyway, I just want you to keep in mind a couple of things. And I want you to remember this. 972-445-0770. That is the phone number. You're welcome to call if you have a praise report, a prayer request, a question, just something you want to kind of talk about or, you know, just kind of get some feedback on. You are welcome to call us. 972-445-0770. If you want to know what the number is 6. No, that's a joke. I'm just... moving on from there. Keep in mind, it's not professional radio. I feel I have demonstrated that thoroughly in this introduction. And it's just a combination of Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. Just kind of like three frogs in a blender. Buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Couple things to start off with before we get into the promo. I want to say hello to Robert Man. Robert Man stepping in for Wonder Julie. Robert Man, how you doing today?
I'm doing great.
All right.
Thanks for having me on.
It is my privilege to have you. You're doing a fantastic job. About half of the hardness of the job is over.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I mean, so you got the two buttons that have to do with the reading on the sponsors, and then the rest of it's just really easy. Isn't that fun?
All right.
All right.
Let's.
All right, all right, all right, all right.
We have that one on there,
all
too.
Right. I got that one on there as well. All right, a couple of things to tell you. Before we get into our sponsors, I do want to let you know the important thing for the day. It's Pig in the Blanket Day. Oh, yeah, you didn't know that. April 24th, Pig in the Blanket Day. Pigs in the Blanket refers to a variety of different sausage-based foods. They are typically small in size and can be eaten in one or two bites. For this reason, they're usually served as appetizers or hors d'oeuvres and are accompanied by other dishes in the main course section of a meat. There you go. That's more information than you'll ever want to know about pigs in a blanket. There you go. I'm done with that. Okay, let's get into our sponsorship. We do have a contest today, by the way. For those contest people who are going to be involved, you will give your answer. If you are the winner, you will have to give your address to Robert Mann. He will write it down on a piece of paper, and then you will win the gift card. There is a single $20 gift card up for the contest today, and the question will not be as hard as yesterday. Yesterday's question was, how many kings did Joshua conquer? The answer to that one was 31. That's tough, but that wasn't as hard as the how many different animals are mentioned in the Bible question. That was 125. This will be much easier because we realize that not a lot of people are going to call in and get that. But let's get into our sponsorship. So what we're going to do is split up our sponsorships. I did get a chance to talk to Wade today, Wade Chessman, and we're going to get together in about 3 weeks as his company is getting ready to make some really strong moves. Very excited for him and looking forward to having a working relationship with him. But let's talk about the current sponsors we have who I'm going to get a chance to see tomorrow morning. Yeah, that's right. Our first one, this has to do with something that goes on top of a house. That means it's the roofer, our very own, our famous, our completely awesome, totally awesome dude, John.
Big John. Big John.
Notice Robert Mann hitting that cue perfectly. There's just no miss. He is just like, bing, bing, bing. He's got it down. He's already thinking, I got this. I got this. This is fun. I get it. Let's talk about John, the Blessed Roofing Company. The Blessed Roofing Company, it's simple. You hear our commercials. You don't want to go into a roof, underneath a roof that's not blessed. Why? Well, unless you have a top hat that's filled with some kind of foam, it can be disastrous. The other thing is, as you noticed, it has a little bit of rain going on. Now, where we live, where I live, which is over by the Rockwall area, we had a little bit of thunder, a little bit of lightning, and a little bit of rain, and a little bit of hail. Robert Mann stepping on cue, baby, on cue. Anyway, so the thing that happens is when you have a roof that sits underneath that, it gets damaged. And the key component in that damage process is you really need somebody to inspect it, because you can't just look at your roof from your living room couch and figure out whether it's been damaged or not. And the reason is because the leaks take place usually in the walls. And unless you see your big screen TV light up like a sparkler, you might not catch it from that. So here's what you got to do. You got to give John a call at the Blessed Roofing Company. 469-BLESSED. What a great number. 469-BLESSED. You're thinking, can it be that easy? 469-BLESSED. And you can go to the blessedroofingcompany.com website and kind of get a handle on all the stuff that they're involved with. A good brother in the Lord, he's not going to let this, he's not going to let your roof, if whether it needs to be replaced, which often takes place without any out-of-pocket costs, or whether it's going to be repaired, or whether it needs no work at all. You want somebody to tell you the truth of the matter without kind of, you know, what's the word we're looking for? Lying on the paperwork to try and deceive the insurance company. How about just telling it the way it is, being honest and forthright about it, not trying to scam anybody, get it done correctly, get it done by somebody who gets it done correctly. And that's John at the Blessed Roofing Company, 469-BLESSED. Like that? That was good. Good job. All right. On to the next one. Now, before we play the music for her, you have to understand the background. Our very own Pamela, who I thought was Hawaiian.
That's why it's so funny.
But that's not the case. In fact, her name is Pamela Melchione.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Like we said, we're going to get them to redo that so that they'll go, that's Melchione. See, that's how you want to do that. So her phone number, 817-505-5541. I got to tell you a couple things about Pamela. So you got to follow me here, okay? Follow the bouncing ball. Just like when you used to do the singing songs on the television, they had a little ball. It would bounce over the words. Okay, follow me. 817. What was that, Dave? 817-505-5541. 505-5541. Pamela Melchione, here's the deal. Right now, she has her real estate site under blessed-realty.com. Blessed, you put that little mark in between, right? Blessed-realty.com. She is moving it to the blessedrealtycompany.com. That's a process that's taking place. What's cool is that she's just trying to line it up between her and John, and we're not going to say why, other than there could be something that connects them. We'll find out down the road when we hear an announcement. But the bottom line is, if you want to go to her website now, go to blessed-realty.com. You want to deal with somebody who knows real estate, who doesn't need to advertise on cheesy things, but advertises where she thinks it will support the gospel. That is cool. I don't care what you say to me. That's a cool thing. And so if you go there and you let her know, hey, I heard your name. Hey, I heard you on Dave's show. And if you want to talk to somebody who will sit down, talk to you, go over whether you're buying or selling, doesn't even matter. She will work with you, talk with you, and make sure you know what's going on so that it's not somebody who's doing it at a distance, but somebody who's doing it as a brother or as a sister in the Lord and as a relative in the Lord and as a partner. So whether you're a brother or a sister, it doesn't matter. Give her a holler, 817-505-5541. Get taken care of by somebody who cares. Simple. Okay. Good job. I'm telling you, Robert Mann is on target. So we'll just talk about what happened today. As you know, most of you know, we were supposed to have our interview with our very own James Robeson, a very, very well-known minister. And I got in about 10 o'clock. Robert got in. We got into the studio. We put all this stuff together to test it. It all sounded good. Now, the station had some problems last night. And we were just want to make sure that wasn't going to happen. We had everything ready to go. And then, you know, I was pushing buttons. And Robert was probably not even watching me push buttons because I just push buttons.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah, I know. And so anyway, I did something or somebody did something or the technology did something. And we couldn't do the interview. Boo. Boo. Yeah, so I was able to talk to the Robeson people and to talk to Carol, who's in charge, and they're going to do it 2 weeks from today. And because they, because they're so close to us, they know there was a storm, so it's cool, cool stuff. And so we'll take care of that. The rest of that's just my fault. Okay. So if you expected to hear James Robeson, you can expect that in 2 weeks. Again, I am also putting the word out there, I really have believed the Lord's been telling me, don't be so shy. Yeah, like I'm shy. That's my problem. If you know a business that would do well with us on the show, we encourage you to let them know about us. We encourage you to let us know about them. And we're trying to get the sponsorships to get it done because I will do this until I am unable to do it anymore. But that has a plastic element to it. This is as far as I can go. But certainly keep us in prayer. We'd appreciate that. Okay. Let's talk about the big issue, and that is the contest. People want to know about the contest. I already read you the rules. If you're not sure about the rules, you can go to davidspoon.com and review the rules. Our number here, by the way, 972-445-0770. And we are going to offer up the contest question in the beginning of the next segment because that is how you draw it out in radio to get people to keep listening. You wait until the next segment. That's what you do. I'm not trying to be mushugi about it. That's really what you do is you wait because it expands it and it kind of spreads it out throughout the show. We will give you the question, the opportunity to win a $20 gift card. It will be the first person with the right answers. All the rules are ultimately decided by the host of the show and must be done and determined during the show, just to let you know. When we come back, though, after we offer you up the question, we are going to talk about a most interesting passage in a miracle that is 4 in 5,000. 4 in 5,000. Listen to that. All right, folks, you are listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, and we'll be back.
Wow, look at my neighbor's car.
Wow, look at your roof.
Uh-oh, it's time to call John.
John? Who is John? The apostle?
No, silly, he's our brother in the Lord. John from the Blessed Roofing Company.
You know the name of your roofer?
Not just his name, but his number, too.
What?
469-BLESSED. That's 469-BLESSED, because the answer to my roofing problems is in their number and in the company name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Get it?
All right, let me get this straight. You know the name of your roofer, his phone number, and his company name off the top of your head?
And his website, theblessedroofingcompany.com. A roof over my head needs to be blessed, and his name and number and website are blessed too. In most cases, you can get a new roof with zero money out of pocket.
Well, now I know where I'm going for all my roofing needs. Whether it's a new roof, roof repairs, or free inspections, I'll call John at 469-BLEST or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com.
With the Blessed Roofing Company, you've got it covered because reliability starts at the top.
A big portion of being guided is asking, prayer, when you're praying with people, fellowship amongst other people can lead you to guidance. It's happened on more than one occasion for me. Counsel is obviously very good, both spiritual and not necessarily biblical. Also, practical counsel is good. Circumstances often speak to us and give us guidance. Open doors, or for that fact, closed doors. We know his word gives us guidance. We know in 2 Corinthians 2:13 and 14, Paul said that he used peace of mind as an aspect of guidance. These are all the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us is, of course, the number one element for guidance is to be led by the Spirit, right? These are all hugely important.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has 3 children and almost 5 grandchildren. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Man, Robert Mann doing an excellent job. Just keeping it together. Good job, sir. Just stay right in there. You're doing fantastic. I told him the only thing he can't do is while he's doing the show is he can't go out and eat Chinese food. Because, you know, what if I need something?
Like, what about Mexican food?
Maybe. If you bring me a taco, I'd think about it.
Okay.
All
okay.
Right. Tuple of kings. Do you ever do that? So let me explain to you real quickly what that is. When you put one letter in front of a word and then switch it, so instead of saying, let me show you to your seat, if you say, let me sew you to your sheet, right? That's called, I'm not kidding, look it up, a spoonerism. From a preacher named Spooner in the 1800s or 1900s, no, I can't remember, no, it's 1800s, who kept doing that. Every time I do it, I think there was a preacher named Spooner. Anyhow, Facebook, David Spoon Media, that's what you want to do. I put a new video up there in regards to handling anger. We're going to talk a little bit about that in a few minutes. Plus, YouTube, David Spoon Media, you have the opportunity. There's, I think, 35 or 40 videos up there. You can get a chance to look at some different areas, arenas. Plus, the show material is up there, so that'll help. Here we go. Getting ready for our question, 972-445-0770. On the line here, a $20 gift certificate. If you win, you must give the address to our very own Robert Mann. You got to get on the air, say what it is, and then declare the winner. Here's the question. Who is the first woman recorded singing in the Bible? Who is the first woman recorded singing in the Bible? Ooh. Oh. Ah. None of those sounds have anything to do with anything we're doing in the show. I just wanted to make them on the air. Okay. All right. That's your trivia question. That's the question. 972-445-0770. Try not to use Google. That's kind of cheating. Okay, don't do that. It can't take you that long. Just got to think it through. First woman recorded singing in the Bible. While you ponder that and look through your passages, let me tell you this story that comes out of Matthew 14. I'll read it to you. And I kind of titled this one. It's actually called 4 and 5,000. I want to talk to you about Jesus when he feeds the 5,000. Jesus when he feeds. All right. All right. You already got people calling. That's what you have to love about the show. You got people calling. Here we go. If somebody's ready to venture a guess, we will. I will push the button. So I wait for Robert, man. He gives me the thumbs up. I push the button, and then my whole desk twirls. See, that's what we're looking for. So here we go. So he's got now he's taking the phone, and he's putting it to the side. And is this person on hold? This is radio drama at its best. I have to describe to you the scene. There is a phone call on hold. He is behind a barrier. There is a little button. It is now on. Is the person on with us? I need to push the button, right? I need to push the button. Here we go. Do I push the button? Okay. Okay, the button has been pushed. The button has been pushed. Who am I talking to?
This is Ace.
Hi, how you doing today?
Yeah, good talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too. Do you know, sir, who was the first woman recorded singing in the Bible?
The first thing coming to my mind was Miriam.
That is correct, sir. You are a winner. Ding, 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 ding. You won. You just won $20 gift certificate.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to have... We're going to put you on hold from me. Robert's going to get your information, the mailing information, and then in the next day or so, my wife and I personally will send it out to you. So give it, you know, give it about a week. If there's any problems, you get back in touch with the show. But you have just won a $20 gift certificate, and it's like on a little Visa prepaid card, so you can use it for anything you want. Okay?
Appreciate that.
You
thank
got
you so
it,
much.
Sir. All right.
I love the show.
All right. I appreciate that. God bless you. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So go ahead and get his information, Robert Mann, and I will continue, and then you just keep me posted on the countdown for the time and all the other stuff that we got to do. So here's something that is absolutely amazing. Bible time. You got to really get into this. So if you will take your study, if you have a study Bible, a lot of people have study Bibles like I do. I happen to have a lot of them because I really enjoy bibliology. I love that kind of process. If you will look at all of the miracles in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you got four Gospels, right? Matthew, Mark, and Luke are called synoptic Gospels, and the reason they're called synoptic is because synoptic has to do with seeing. They look at things from a similar perspective. John is the fourth Gospel. John sees Jesus as the Son of God, an entirely different approach to how he communicates his encounter with Jesus. Whereas Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Matthew sees Jesus as the Messiah, Mark sees him as the servant, and Luke sees him as the servant of man or the Son of Man. So you have three that look at him as a man and one that looks at him more like God, and that's why you have the difference between the three Gospels, which are called Synoptic, and John, the fourth Gospel. There is only, get this, one. How many? One miracle that is in all four Gospels. Wait, 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 let me finish. That does not have to do with birth, death, or resurrection. What? There is only one miracle. Oh, I can't wait. I love this. You get to study this. Those have an NIV study Bible. You get to cheat a little because it lists all the miracles in a graph. There is only one miracle in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, apart from the resurrection, okay? Apart from anything that is, you know, at the core of Christian faith, we're talking about provisionary miracles. There is only one miracle in all four Gospels. Oh, I know I got your interest. And I remember when I discovered this and I thought, how come nobody shouts that from the rooftop? It is the feeding of the 5,000. It is the only miracle that is in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, apart from the resurrection. apart from core, the core of faith. And that miracle is so powerful because that's the one you and I need. That's the miracle you and I need, isn't it? We often need the 5,000. Before we get there, I want to set this up, and then on the second or the third and fourth section, I'm really going to dive into it. But I want to just kind of start here just a little bit ahead of it. In verse 10, in Matthew 14, it says, "So John was beheaded in prison, and his head was brought on a tray and given to the girl who gave it to the mother." Okay? We were not discussing the fact that she was the worst mother ever, trying to just be completely selfish when her girl had the opportunity to have an entire life in front of her. We're not discussing that. What we're discussing is verse 12. John's disciples came for his body, and they buried it, and then they told Jesus what had happened. Listen to this. Verse 13. As soon as Jesus heard the news, he went off by himself in a boat to a remote area to be alone. Now, this is just as he's getting ready to do the feeding of the 5,000. And in the next segment, we're going to tear into that. But before that happens, I want you to see what happened to Jesus. And listen. Jesus hears that John the Baptist has been beheaded. And verse 13 says, as he heard the news, as soon as he heard the news, he went off by himself in a boat to a remote area to be alone. You know what Jesus did when he heard the news about John the Baptist? John was an ally in the kingdom. He was a prophet. He was related. He was connected to Jesus and the cause. Do you know what Jesus didn't do? He didn't rise up and say, "Let's sue him. Tear down that bad guy, Herod Antipas. Get rid of him." You know, Jesus didn't do that. He didn't say, "Let's start a coalition. Let's do this. Let's do this." You know what he did? He went away by himself alone. Get that? Sometimes when you get really bad news, the best thing you can do is to get away by yourself. Because who is always there when you get away by yourself? The Lord. And sometimes getting away and being alone and pulling in the reins is the smartest thing that can be done. Instead of overreacting, you know, it's not that it's a sin to be angry, because the scripture says in Ephesians 4, be angry and sin not. It's a sin to let that anger fester to such a degree that you hang on to it, that you explode with it, that you overreact to it. Look, I got a definitive problem in this area. I was born and raised Jewish. In my household, Thanksgiving, that you know as a Gentile, that was every meal we ever had. Things being thrown, things being said back and forth. That's how it goes. That's how it is. But wisdom, an example of Jesus Christ, is when it just you just get horrific news, or when something happens and it's completely against your cause, your purpose, whatever, get alone first and get a grip by hanging out with God and let the Father give you wisdom through the Son by the power of the Spirit to for you to get the best handle on things. All right, we're going to take our break here, come back, and then we're going to dive into the 5,000. Love this stuff. This is the best. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy, 972-445-1700, or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
What is the purpose of human creation? God was bored and wanted a Tinker toy set to play with. He wanted a Petri dish to look at so he can go, Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. As opposed to the mindset that says, well, this whole thing is a divine experiment. The Lord was bored. Impossible to be bored if you're not stuck by time, by the way. Oh, you didn't think of that, right? Because he's not bound by time. The purpose of human creation ultimately is four words. Here we go. The purpose of creation for humanity? To fellowship with God.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
To the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. Congratulations to Ace, our first winner for value dollars. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Good job, Miriam. That's right. That was a good answer. He did a good job on that one. By the way, that's Exodus, I can't remember if it's 15, 21, or 27. It's Exodus 15, 21, or 7. Depends on what my writing was like. No. It's one of those two. I'm just saying. So we're just going into it, tearing into it. And I just want to make sure we stay on target. Jesus feeding the 5,000, the only miracle in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, outside of the resurrection, outside of that common thread of his crucifixion, the only supplying provisionary miracle in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the feeding of the 5,000. I can't believe we don't recognize the simplicity of that, because that should be something we're all like going, well, that makes sense. Because who doesn't need provision? Who doesn't need help? Right? And we can tear into this for a week, but we're not going to be able to do the whole week in this one spot. So let's move at least a little bit briskly. Verse 14. End of 13, verse 14. The crowds heard where he was headed and followed by land from many villages. A vast crowd was there as he stepped from the boat, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. People were hungry for God. And Jesus steps off the boat, and there's a mass group of people. Why? Because people are looking. Now, when you stop looking, that's when you try and fill with things that will help you escape. That's typically what happens. And so Jesus sees this crowd of people, right? And when we're talking about a crowd, okay, let's not use political terms from cable television, because in political terms from cable television, two people is a crowd. This is thousands of people. And he had compassion on them. And he healed them. He didn't go, oh, I feel so sorry for all you people. Okay, gotta go now. I'm going to the Best Western Inn. I'm gonna go stay there. Bye. He worked with them. He ministered to them. He loved on them. He cared. These people didn't know him. They wanted to know him. Ironically, he did know them. So he has compassion on the crowd. What happens, though, in a typical situation when you have somebody who's got a heart like Jesus, verse 15, that evening the disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and it is getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." So what is it that the disciples were asking? Okay, we're really far away from the main strip here. There's not a lot of restaurants out here. No Costco out here. No Walmart out here. No way that this is going to go well. Tell them to go away and buy food. I don't think the disciples were being heartless. I don't think they knew what to do. I wouldn't know. Would you know what to do? You have 4,000 people, 5,000 people. It's 5,000 men besides women and children. So at least 10,000. You can say 8,000. You can say 13,000. Whatever. Here's the bottom line. Would you know what to do? If you are one of the leaders and there's a crowd of 5,000 people around you, would you have all the answers right up your sleeve? So they're like, send them away, and maybe they can get food on the way. And, that's probably the way to go. What does Jesus do? Jesus says, no, that's not necessary. You feed them. It's just like, I just want you to catch that. No, you take care of it. No, Jesus, you're the Messiah. You're going to take care of this, right? No, you take care. You feed them. You can just see the disciples. I know you're not thinking this way, but if you could for a little bit, could you see the disciples going, how did we get in the middle of this, right? They were just hanging out with Jesus. Now there's a crowd of 5,000 people, and now Jesus goes, you feed them. Uh-oh. This could be problems. This could be trouble. I mean, that's a crowd, right? Their response in verse 17, this particular version says in New Living Translation, impossible, they exclaim. We only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. The impossible is not in the Greek, but it's not unlikely that that was the expression when they said, how, which is more in the Greek, we have only 5 loaves and 2 fish. Let me tell you 2 principles that you must run with. What do we got? How long do we got? Like 5 minutes? 6 minutes? What do we got? Plenty of minutes. All right. 2 things to remember. Here's what the disciples responded to Jesus. We can't do this because we got 5 loaves and 2 fish. And I have heard it preached in many occasions. Well, that's just a kid's lunch. No, it's not. It's 5 loaves and 2 fish. That could feed about 3 families. Okay? Just understand. But you had 5,000 men, not including women and children. That's a lot of people, right? They said, no way, Jesus. And there's 2 things that go into play here. 1, there was no way in their minds they could feed the crowd because all they could see was the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. That's all they could see. And 2, there's never enough for satisfaction unless God blesses it. These 2 principles will carry you and I so far. And what's amazing is, hey, this story's in every gospel. Maybe we should pick up on that. 1, they can only see what they had, not what God can do with what they had. They can only see, well, I only got $5. I don't know how that's going to matter. Well, I don't have enough to pay this bill. I don't know how it's going to matter. They can only see what their circumstance enabled them to see, which is why Scripture calls us to walk by faith and not by sight. By sight says, no way, not happening. I don't got enough. By sight, Abraham's like, I'm 90. Leave me alone. Right? By sight, these things are. By faith, Abraham's like, I'm going to have a kid. By faith, Jesus is like, you feed him. We got plenty. And you're sitting there thinking, how do you have plenty? You got 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. 5 loaves of bread, 2 fish can't feed 5,000 people. Wait, in the hand of God, it can. Oh. So the reason that it was impossible is because all they could see were the five loaves and the two fish. And the reason that it was impossible is because they could not understand that if God blesses it, it can go into the multitudes. And what I do and what you do, oh, just be honest, is we look at our bills and we look at our paycheck and we go, it's not enough. It's five loaves of bread and two fish. How am I supposed to take care of this? And there's no room for what God can do to it. Can God create the universe by speaking? Then can he help you in your circumstance? Just think of that. Think of that question. This is one of the reasons we have the bumper sticker. He created the universe. He can write a book. Because the idea that God can create the universe by speaking, by bringing forth matter from his voice, is so phenomenal in thought. And by the way, when you get into, and we're going to get into this, of course, but when you get into the secular progressive thinking and you get into Darwinism and you get into the whole idea that there's evolution taking place, the core of evolution is there was nothing and then there was something. But there's no agent to go from nothing to something. Well, now that's ridiculous. See, you see, the agent for Christians is God's voice. The agent for evolutionists is nothing. Nothing was there, and then there was something. How did there become something? I don't know. There just was nothing. And then there's something. How? Well, there was something, but before that there was nothing. How? So just ask that question all day long. For the Christian, how? God spoke. Who created God? He existed before time existed. In fact, he created time. There was no time until God decided to bring time in. Well, how's that possible? He's not limited to a universe. He's in a multiverse. He's interlinear, which means he's not on one timeline. Uh-oh! Now we're getting a deep thought, right? So these people are like going, you can't do this. There's only five loaves of bread and two fish. And Jesus is like, created the universe, can feed a crowd. There it is. There it is. I only got 50 cents, Lord. 50 cents? You must be playing dominoes. Here's the real answer. The real answer there is God can take anything and make anything that he desires that's in his character. So I want you to grasp the moment. You got the disciples who have just been told by Jesus to feed a crowd that they can't even see to the end of, and they don't have what they consider the necessary provisions to get this accomplished. But they lack one specific component, the partnership of God. And so when they say there's five loaves of bread and two fish, Jesus is like, that's more than enough. Here we go. So when we come back, we're going to close in on this because I want you to catch the first thing Jesus says to the frantic people and disciples. It's a classic when you see it for what it is. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
What a roof! It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Oh, tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey! You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
There's no need to fear.
Murder Bank
is here.
Josh and Ash are feeling bum, plus all their friends are being dumb. That's when they need some joy and fun, which they can get from their amazing son, Carter Bear, Carter Bear, Carter Bear, Carter Bear. When things seem to be going wacky, he's the spoon that makes them happy. Carter Bear, Carter Bear, Carter Bear.
The David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
To the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Do want to let you know, Facebook, David Spoon Media, YouTube, David Spoon Media. Congratulations to Ace winning the $20 gift certificate. Very cool. Remember to be a little patient because we got to take it and put it in the mail and send it to you and so on and so forth. We will be having other contests throughout the week and throughout the month and throughout the year. And eventually we get into weird things, give away tickets to sporting events, just different kind of things. But if you really want to get into the show, really understand the spirit of the show, you will ask for, really desire, the moment when we give away the invisible football. That is one of the coolest gifts. What's cool is if you're driving in your car, you'll have to unroll your window while you're driving, and then I throw it, and then you catch it. It's cool. Let's go right back into the heart of things. By the way, if you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. I love this teaching on the 5,000. It's very powerful, very challenging. And it's challenging for me, too, because I'm terrible at this. I'm telling you, I don't know. I understand. It's one of the reasons I'm not a pastor, is because if I was a pastor, I would get up there and I'd say, I'm worse than all of you at this. I could do that on the radio all day long. I mean, I'm so bad because I'll sit there and I'll have enough, and then I'll say to the Lord, why isn't there a surplus? Right? That's what I'm doing. Not a lot. I'm that guy. I think, you know, Proverbs, there's a lot of wisdom there where, you know, you don't want too little where you curse God. You don't want too much where you forget God, right? There's a wisdom there. I'm not looking to, you know, if I had too much money, it would be bad for me, I think. If I have too little money, it's bad for me. I need that kind of in-between place. Not, yeah, I'm just being honest about it. But you look at a story like this and you think the Lord knows. The Lord knows what these people need to eat. He knows what they need to survive. And he puts this particular story in each of the Gospels. The only provisionary miracle in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the 5,000. Just incredible, right? So we talked about in the beginning when Jesus first heard about John the Baptist, how he went away. And the reason I include that in the story is because it's just good for you to hear. Instead of getting really mad or upset about everything or overreacting or letting anger just make you fly off the handle, stop it and go by yourself and get yourself between you and the Lord kind of connected. And then whatever your action should be, you should be less reactionary and more proactive. So I'm just trying to encourage everybody to do that. That's just good. Then we go into the story where Jesus is, he lands on the boat and there's people and the people are coming up to him and he's having compassion on the people. He heals the sick. He's right in there with them. This is an event where he engages with the people, right? This is the wrong way to say it, but I'm trying to kind of create a little bit of picture. But he's that entertainer that stays till the last autograph is given. And what I'm trying to say is he's there the whole time. He's not away. And then the disciples start freaking out. And it's like, hey, you got to send these guys away because it's a big crowd and we're not out by, the food court and they're going to need to get food. They're going to have to get some provisions. They're going to have to find villages, not even a village. There's so many people they need villages, which means they're going to have to go a much longer way than you think. And they need to feed them. And then Jesus is like, you feed them. And their response is, we don't have enough. And this is what we think in our own lives. We don't have enough. Circumstances beyond it. And the Lord tries to teach us to walk by faith and not by sight. By sight, you just have the five loaves and the two bread. By faith, you have God who can bless it. Big difference. And then Jesus said, there's a lot of people that key in on this point. I didn't on purpose, but a lot of people say, bring them here, like bring them to me. And that's a really good point is when you're engaged in these things, they need to be brought to Jesus. You can preach on that for an hour. I think it's valid. Here's the thing I think people miss. Verse 19, then he told the people to sit down on the grass. Stop. Just stop. Stop reading so fast. It's not a marathon or a sprint. It's not a race. Just read so that you can hear God. He told the people to sit down. Have you ever told somebody to sit down? What are we going to do? There's not enough food. What are we going to do? We can't feed. There's not enough provision. Sit down. Sit down. Chill out. That's why I connected it to the Jesus stepping apart. Sit down. Take a deep breath. In, out, in, out. Relax. Take a deep breath. Sit down. I know. It's a stretch, but it's there. And everyone, it's like, sit down, sit down, sit down. Like, there's just something there. Like, the Lord's telling us, hey, sit down. I mean, if Jesus came in the room and you were all uptight about something and he said, okay, sit down, that would be his way of saying, okay, calm down. Verse 19, the rest part of the 19. Breaking the loaves into pieces, he gave some of the bread and the fish to the disciples. Now, before he did that, what did he do? What did he do? Most important thing of all. He took the five loaves and the two fish, and he looked up toward heaven, verse 19, and asked God's blessing. Bam! Therein lies the key. You want the key? The feeding of the 5,000. Jesus took what he had, five loaves, two fish, looked to heaven, and asked God to bless it. What he didn't do was take what he had, looked up to heaven, and go, this is it? This is all? Really? Jeez. A little cheap on the old bread-a-rooney. You know, it's like, that's not how that happened. Jesus looked up to heaven. Why? Because heaven is the place where you get your resources. If you don't think so, try breathing without heaven. Let me know how it goes. Ready? Go. Yeah. And then he asked God to bless it. This is what I have. Father, bless what I have. What happened? There was so much abundance. There was so much that there was leftovers They were trying to figure out how to get the initial amount. Now we're talking about leftovers. We started with this amount over here, which was a deficit. Now we're over on this side over here with too much. Wow. But in between those two things, deficit and too much, Jesus looked up to heaven and he asked God to bless it. Now, the Lord's not going to bless something that's bad. He's not going to bless something that's awful or evil or any of those other things. Don't be ridiculous. But when it comes to important needs, we are encouraged. I would say commanded, but I think that's a stretch. We are taught to look towards heaven and to ask God's blessing, which is another statement of giving thanks. If you want to, you know, quabble about the two of us, I don't care. It doesn't matter. If you want to give thanks, you want to ask God to bless it. Look towards heaven so you know where the resource comes from. Ask God's blessing upon it, which does eliminate something really specific, which I am famous for, and that is complaining. That I'm, yeah, I have a 3.97 in my master's of theological studies. I had one A minus in 5 years. I have a absolute triple PhD in complaining, though. I am gold 4.0 because I'm really good at it. Yeah, me and my people. What can I say? Bottom line, look towards heaven and ask God to bless it. This is the practical application of looking at a passage like this in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and saying, how does it work for me? This is how it works for you. Look up to heaven. Lift it to the Lord and ask his blessing upon it. Okay, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770. Congratulations, Ace. The Christian station here in Texas is going to take a 23-hour break. Then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Destroying everyone and everything we find. He's the home.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.